Give me a T.
T.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an F.
Fat fuck. Zach's a fat. I mean F.
THF, Hopeless Fan. Thanks for joining us. It is THF. Tuesday, February.
The Hopeless Fan, you god fuck, dude.
Really?
I thought it goes like THP. THFP. I just expected a P to be in there.
No one abbreviates the P in podcasts.
Go back to our social and see if we've ever put P at the end of THF.
Really? Okay.
All right. I mean, agree to disagree.
You said it, okay. Not me.
Because it's right.
Well, I don't know. We'll just...
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Agree to disagree.
That's right.
Yeah. That's okay. Okay, THF, Tuesday, February 11th. How you guys doing? Big weekend. Huge weekend. Scotty, how are you?
Is it? Is it a good... This next weekend or this past weekend with the XFL?
Past weekend.
This next weekend's huge. A big one, too. Do you know what's... You know Friday is?
What? A Friday? What?
Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Scotty, it's especially big for you since you forgot. You probably got some things you need to take care of this week.
I thought you guys were talking sports.
Yeah,
I'm always talking sports. We'll touch on Valentine's Day Thursday, but guys, a big weekend in the XFL, a lot of news coming out for a Monday. We'll start it here. For your reference, can someone tell me who has the most wins, who has the most passing touchdowns, and passing yards to any quarterback without a Super Bowl appearance?
Phillip Rivers.
Scotty, you want to guess?
Matt Stafford.
Okay, it is Phillip Rivers. I was hoping
I
you'd
knew
say,
that. I knew
I was
it was
hoping you'd
Rivers,
say Phillip Rivers. Yeah, I was hoping you'd say Phillip Rivers, and I'd say you're correct to kind of piss off Zach. But anyway, yeah, Phillip Rivers, him and the Chargers are kaput. Rivers is finally pulling out of something, and that
wait,
is
Shelby.
California. What?
Shelby.
What?
I think it's is it Phillip Rivers?
It is Phillip Rivers, Scotty. Very good.
All right, I need that. Zach,
I wish
beat you,
I
dude.
Wish I had the yeah. Zach up, Zach down 0-1.
Fuck you, Zach. Fuck you.
But yeah, Phillip Rivers, he's out as the Chargers quarterback. The end of an era. Scotty, you have more experience than any of us watching Phillip Rivers. What are you going to miss the most?
I'm going to miss... It's almost like when the Broncos play Phillip Rivers now, it's like they clown him because he's like he's always due for a mistake. So they just like they love playing against him. It's almost fun to see him, you know, get upset and to see his competitive spirit come out just for nothing. You know, he gets right. So competitive to fail almost every time. It's almost inevitable. So I'll miss the failures.
Yeah, I'll miss obviously when the mic'd ups come out like Monday. You're like. You're like dragging ass because the NFL week just ended, and like maybe it's like Tuesday morning and the mic'd ups come out, and you got two straight days without football. Mic'd ups come out, and there's Phillip Rivers dang flabbing all over the place because it's a 3rd and 7 in the second quarter that like fell incomplete.
That can still happen. He's not retiring though.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like it's gonna hit different when he's not in a Chargers uniform, and maybe sure. that Chargers magic will run out because it was a given. I mean, everyone jokes on Twitter. It's like Phillip Rivers, that the Chargers are like needing a last second drive to win, and it's Phillip Rivers. It's never like the only time I've ever seen it not come close is that Raiders game when he threw like 17 straight incompletions. But like usually it's like 4 or 5 completions. They're in field goal range, on the precipice of tying the game or going to win it, and it's like an overthrow that gets picked. And the best example is that Chiefs game in Mexico was like vintage, and I bet on the Chargers that day, so that was awful. But
oh God, yeah, why?
Vintage Phillip. Vintage Phillip was like that.
You know who he's going to play for next year?
You think Tampa Bay?
No.
I think the Colts,
yeah. The Colts.
This conversation. You said Tampa Bay and I said Colts.
No way, bitch. I didn't say that, bitch. It's the Colts.
Zach, bat me up here.
I don't know, man, but all I know is that the state of Florida needs to watch out because this is the most fertile man in football, and that whole state is wet.
Anything goes in Florida? Yeah, what the hell is this?
He's going to have like 18 more kids.
Yeah,
he could be a dolphin. He could be a dolphin and just like let Tua get a year of under his belt before starting.
Yeah, so Rivers is gonna be a dolphin, and then like. They go 1-3, and then they really like Fitzpatrick though.
He'll Flacco it up out there.
Oh, he'll definitely.
Yeah, he'll have his job stolen by a rookie for sure.
Wherever he goes, he's going to be the Flacco of next year.
Yeah, but an end of an era for the Chargers, Scotty. You got them twice a year where it was like He's like throwing tantrums in home games where it's not even a home game. The Chargers, that has to weigh on you. It's like you had people like they only moved about an hour and a half, but like, you know, people still lived in San Diego. They had home games where like the worst one was that Sunday night against the Steelers where it was literally every other person had a terrible towel. That's just the worst. Like the Chargers can grow on you, so like I bet he's kind of happy to be out of that. Maybe a fresh start somewhere else. I think he goes to the Colts.
Who do we? Yeah, who do I you guys? What do you? What do you guys think how the Chargers are going to solve their quarterback issue? I think my suspicion is that they will trade up to the Lions spot to try to, because I think the Lions really going to trade out of that. I've been saying this for a while. I think the Lions are really going to trade out of that number three pick. They're the third pick, right? Yeah. I think the Chargers are going to trade
Michael
up
Scott.
There.
God, please, no! No!
Yeah, Scotty, you do not want Tua, Mahomes, and then as a backslide, Derek Carr, just throwing like, it's like, oh no, Tua and Mahomes just lit it up. They're both like four touchdowns, and Derek Carr's over here 23 or 25 for 89 yards. Damn it, I hate this division.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the Chargers, if it depends on what that asking price is, I think the Chargers are still a good team. I mean, they're only 2 years removed from 12-4, where they were a wild card. But,
1 year removed.
Well, I mean, whatever. However you slice that math, it's 2018.
No, it's 1 year. You're wrong.
All right, one full season removed. So yeah. All right, end this thing. But yeah
one,
I think,
one
no wait.
Full
did Philip Rivers? Did Philip Rivers play
a bitch of a Scotty removed from?
did Philip Rivers play at NC State?
Yes.
Ooh, maybe Jacoby Brissett and Philip Rivers, both NC State QBs.
There you go.
Look it up. And look it up.
Didn't let's try to connect dots before they're connected. No one's talking about it, but let's talk about it. NC State. There's a connection there. Is there any other things? Philip Rivers, Indiana,
Florida. He lives in Florida.
No one's talking about it, and neither should we.
You got to think like if he's looking to retire, he just moved his. Not he just moved 10 kids to Florida. Like he's
just
gonna,
wants
like,
to go because he wants to play. Well, I guess he was living in California.
Frank Reich
golf there,
was the Chargers quarterbacks coach in 13 and their offensive coordinator in 14 and
15.
Oh, dots are starting to connect. And I don't
Bruce
want,
Arians loves aging QBs with
that's
big
not a
enough
connection
arms.
To the Colts.
It's
not a connection.
No, I'm
to
talking.
Colts.
I'm talking Tampa Bay.
Oh, I can't. I don't want Jameis Winston to leave Tampa Bay. I think he's perfect for that. He's perfect for like Tampa
Why?
Bay, where like
Jameis Winston
so they
goes
can go
to the
8-8 at
yeah,
best.
Dude, he's a perfect quarterback for anywhere from 7-9 to 9-7. Where like I feel like every Sunday I look at the screen on Red Zone and the Falcons are playing the Buccaneers and it's 31-24.
He's just a less attractive Cam Newton.
If you didn't bet Tampa Bay Buccaneers overs this year, you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, so Stu Finer. Because
what a thrilling way to watch.
Stu Finer, notorious gambler that is actually, there's a really good piece on Sports Illustrated from 1991. It's called 1-800-FRAUD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where, so he's a tout, which is they sell picks on those lines and stuff, and they're not really any better than you or I. They just get suckers to pay them money for picks. And he gets ripped in that article. But Stu Finer would give a free pick on his Instagram, and 4 weeks in a row it was the under for a Tampa Bay game, and it lost. And then, like, the fifth week he did the same thing, and it hit. And, like, people were commenting, like, this is the fifth straight time you've done this. He's like, it's got to hit sometime. It's like, oh, like, real professional dude right here.
Well, you know what's crazy? The lowest amount of points the Buccaneers scored all season long was 17 points. And they
against
did it
the
twice.
Niners.
But, and against the Saints.
It's just the Martingale system, or the Martindale system. You know, you just keep betting the double.
Scored two touchdowns, at least two touchdowns in every single game.
I told Nathan that might be my strat. If I grow enough balls, that's going to be my strategy next year. It's like, I said, who is going to be, Scotty, who's a lock to be in the AFC or NFC championship game? Pick one.
In the AFC, I'll say a lock right now.
You don't have to pick. It can be the AFC or the NFC.
Oh, Chiefs.
Chiefs are, that's what I said. Chiefs are a lock to be in the AFC Championship. You agree, Zach?
Fast. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So it's like the Chiefs are going to cover the majority of their games with Pat Mahomes. So why don't you start opening night, $1,000 on the Chiefs to cover?
Just you wait. Wouldn't dare.
Maybe 500.
No, you wouldn't.
You've seen my tickets. What I've been able
you want it. You've seen my results. Yeah, but I've seen you bet small to win that big because you had like some good things happen. I've never seen you place a big one like that.
No, it's like because I put 300, I think 310 on the Patriots to cover against the Bengals, and then I put 400 Jesus. On that. I put 400 on that two team teaser with the Chiefs and the 49ers in the conference championship games. So
Jesus,
I mean, if
dude,
I
get bigger pants because your balls are just like weighing them down right now. Get a belt.
So that's what I'm saying. Like my zipper's scratching me right now thinking about 500 on the Chiefs opening night. They have something to prove and they cover. Or even better, I think the 49ers are a lock to go to the NFC Championship game or at least go deep because they're going to bring everybody back.
No doubt.
And I think they're a lock. First game back after losing the Super Bowl, they're on a mission. They're going to cover week one. I can just tell.
Hey, shall we?
Yeah.
This is how fucking sharp, how much of a sharp we are. Are you ready for this?
Gotcha.
So, BR betting, Bleacher Report betting, they just tweeted out the odds, 2 hours ago actually, the odds for Phillip Rivers' 2020 team.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers, atop of the list, plus 170.
Oh.
Colts, second at plus 200. How much are we sharps?
We are sharps. That's already been confirmed.
We need to find the DMs where we talk about this Rivers thing. No, only football. Only football and not betting football.
Exactly. That's the tricky part of it. If we could translate that, we could actually do some damage. But we talked about this maybe a month ago in the DMs. Like, we like Scotty, you argued Tampa Bay, I argued Indianapolis. And it's like, no one else. So that's good.
And then Zach brought up the Panthers, which is not a bad. And they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the.
Yeah, but the
and the third
like,
is no team / retire.
Yeah, so. I see them going to Washington, maybe.
No, the
they're not even on the list.
Right, the Panthers are like in a transition with the new head coach and everything. Yeah. Like they're wanting to start all the way from scratch. They might trade up to get Detroit's pick.
Please, God, please.
Yeah, please. I wouldn't mind if the Panthers are good. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, right.
Who gives a shit?
Not my league, not my problem. That's what I always say.
Yeah, literally, if give McCaffrey some help. I think my hot take is McCaffrey's going to get hurt this year. Just my hunch.
They use him too much.
I had the same hunch about LeBron getting hurt last year, his first year with the Lakers, and it hit. Yeah, so I'm like undefeated. I'm undefeated
something about
on
Shelby
bets
hunches.
That, yeah, I'm undefeated on bets that I've won. But okay, yeah. Now, a little MLB talk, so Zach, maybe plug your ears. Or
tap out, Zach.
I don't know what you're doing. Scotty.
I'm looking into this TCU Texas Tech game. I like that spread, and the over-under is only 127. So
oh, my God, wait, just what? Okay.
Zach blindly betting something because the total looks too good to be true. It usually is. All right, so Zach, are you going to bet more on football next year like you are with college basketball right now?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
I'm gonna need more of a commitment than that.
Yeah, we'll see how much money I have at the end of basketball season. Although, I will say this: like, it's gonna be dry as hell in the month of May, June, and July. So I may lose it all doing aimless betting on baseball. That's how freaking bored I'll be.
Tell you what, Zach, Scotty, and I went to war during March Madness last year. I mean, it was a freaking grind.
Yeah, after one day, we're like, oh, we're going to win so much money. And then like, and we're like, we're down $700.
What?
I'm taking vacation for that first week, that first weekend.
Oh, yes.
So I'm not going to work. It's not happening. I'm taking PTO.
I remember Scott and I, everything was golden for us. And then we had like Liberty. Like, like we needed Liberty in the
not
over.
Not the Flames. No.
Liberty in the over. They missed covering by like a half a point in the over.
No, they hit.
Or something with Liberty where they might have covered, but their over was like a half a point away, and we would have won everything. It was so bad. All right, but Zach, close your ears.
We didn't even tell Scotty about my crazy parlay from the other night.
Oh yeah,
we?
That
with
was
the,
a, that was
how
a
that
whirlwind.
Ended up.
Yeah, try that to was try to tell that in about 90 seconds or less.
Well, we'll come back to it because I got to pull it up. It's too much to remember.
All right, well while you pull that up, I'll talk to Scotty about this baseball deal. So. Scotty, breaking from 3 hours ago, Joel Sherman, baseball columnist, New York Post, good guy, good guy. He said MLB is planning a radical change to their postseason, perhaps by 2022, hoping to move from 5 postseason teams to 7 in each league and, get this,
Jesus,
have the teams with the best record pick their playoff opponent. No.
Wow.
No. That sucks. You pick your playoff
opponent. You think so?
Well, like...
What if you get to pick?
Then it's just like you're a pussy. But it's like... but it's like, because obviously, like, okay, we'll just transition everything back to the NFL. It's like, does that mean, like, okay, the Chiefs and the Chiefs and Ravens get byes this week or this year, and the Patriots get to pick who they want to play? Like, I feel like...
Yeah, but it's different because it's just like... It's different because you get to pick based on, you know, their lefties or your lefty pitcher versus, like, their, you know, lineup. So it's all, like, it's more strategy-based in baseball. But I'd think, like, if you pick the team... then that team who gets picked is feeling disrespected or gives them an extra edge, and then I'd be scared to play them as the picker.
Right, that's another thing. But it's also like, okay, like there's teams like where the Reds, like they somehow were so good against the Cubs last year, remember? And it's but they like could not beat – they were good against the Cubs and the Brewers, couldn't beat the Cardinals to save their life. So it's like you have maybe a four – like in the traditional format, you're facing a team you're like really good against, and now – oh, we got the Cardinals. So it works two ways where it's like this team's like, shit, we have no chance. We can't beat these guys. Like, we haven't beat this team all year. So, yeah, if you're good professional athletes, they should be like, we're disrespected. But in that mental aspect, it's like, crap. You know, like these right. guys dominate us every single time. So I don't know how to feel about it. I just know I hate it.
Yeah. I don't know. I will only hate it if I'd give it a year.
Yeah.
See how it happens every 1 year.
Well, the Reds are going to be in it for some time now, so we'll see.
I mean, dynasty starting this year.
Yeah,
since
fact. Okay, Zach, tapping you back in.
I'm here.
We need the Vince McMahon soundtrack of 2001. He's like, this is the XFL.
This is the XFL.
That wasn't bad. All right, XFL, what'd you guys think? Initial response, rapid fire. I think it's
Defenders!
I think it's better than the NFL. I don't want to overreact.
My guardians are just killing it.
My defenders are killing it, bro.
I took so
my
many.
My guardians are the only team not to allow a touchdown.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah, Seattle Dragons, L for me. My Dallas Renegades, always been a Dallas Renegade, taking an L. And I was like, just waking up this morning, I'm like, imagine having an 0-1
team.
Took
that L right in the ass.
It's like, imagine having two 0-1 teams in your back pocket. Everyone else is dancing.
Everyone else is scared.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Like, yeah. And, also, the what's LA's team? The LA Express?
Yeah.
LA Guardians?
Something like that. Something dumb.
It's the LA Wildcats.
That's it. They already fired the defensive coordinator.
That's week amazing. One.
Pepper Hamilton.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
Get bent, bitch.
And that it's good because they.
See you in juvie,
bitch. I blindly picked, like, betting on the XFL week one was the weirdest thing. I was with Zach at the book, and there was no, like, money lines for him. There were no totals, even though there were totals available on the screen, no totals available at the book. All I had were spreads, went 3-for-4, LA fucks me. They're, like, down by one at halftime. They lose by a trillion, and Josh Johnson lets me down.
Yep, I took all unders, and it would have hit 3-for-4, but you know,
yeah,
the one over was the LA game. LA fucked both of us.
Scotty, so how my parlay or the 16 parlay ended up?
Yeah, go against the XFL topic.
Okay,
no, right. no, go well, ahead. I want to hear it.
Okay,
I want to hear.
Were
it.
You guys around the sports book? I want to hear it
you
too.
You were there. Yeah. So we're on our way to the book, and. Like, everything's going great for me. Jacksonville Liberty Flames, over 118 hits. Florida Gulf Coast, Stetson Hatters, over 119.5 hits. North Dakota Oral Roberts, under 153.5 hits.
Hits.
Yeah, Tennessee Martin and Tennessee Tech, under 157. It's on the way to hitting. So all I have left is UL Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, and Georgia State, under 156, and then later that night, the Pepperdine against Santa Clara, under 155.5. That's all I have left. We're driving there. You fucking Raging Cajuns, Georgia State Panthers, like, it's going down to the freaking wire the whole way there, and then it gets into that back and forth foul fucking free throw shooting shit. They end up scoring like 158 total, goes over the 156, and I am just crestfallen.
Yeah, Zach left out the best part of this, Scotty, is because
degenerate.
We're going over the bridge.
I love it.
We're going over the bridge to the Bluegrass State. He says, "Oh, how many legs was it, Zach?"
Six
leg parlay. Zach tells me, he's like, all five of the first one hit. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, if this last under hits, I win $1,200. I was like, when's it?
I had left out Pepperdine.
Yeah, he's like, when does it start? And he's like, half an hour. So I'm like, trying to like speed up because like he could get to the book and hedge this thing for like 300, guarantee a profit of like at least 300 or so. And like, he's like, all five of them hit. I'm like, that's awesome. And then he's like, wait. He's like, at the end of the day, only two of them had hit. The other three were like at halftime.
My God. That is such a Zach thing to happen.
He's like, wait.
But what was hilarious is that all of like the four ended up hitting, and then that one didn't hit. And then it made me feel better later that the Pepperdine game went over. But, so I was like, oh, okay.
But yeah, it was like in about a mile and a half, it went from me trying to speed through rainy conditions and traffic with all these semis into Zach being wait, like
to me wanting to stab myself in the fucking penis.
To Zach being like, wait a minute, Tennessee Martin's only at halftime. Oh, whoops. It's like, there's still like four quarters left, like four halves total to go. Like, so yeah, from the highest of highs to literally like a canyon dropped in Zach's face. So,
Jesus. And then it went over as we were pulling into the parking garage.
Yeah, there was like 27. There was like 27 points scored in the last minute and a half.
Yeah,
there was like the two teams, they said it on there. They're like, these two teams aren't really good at free throws combined tonight. They're 33 of 34. And then like
it was so sad.
They were 33 of 34. The announcer said that. Jinxed it because he missed. Turned into an offensive rebound 3-point play.
Like, oh my God!
It was like death by paper cuts, and Zach was just sitting there taking it to the chin.
See, yeah. none of this would have been like a. None of this would have happened for you if you bet the over. Like because you bet the under, they were 33 of 34.
Right. Yeah.
For the free throw.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, if
that one had hit and hadn't gotten so close, I could have hedged the Pepperdine one and won a bunch of money.
Right.
But no.
Right.
Right.
You know, since we're on the topic of betting, your boy has a little NBA parlay.
Little action.
Well, I got a little action, and you know how good, you know how successful I've been when I've spewed my parlays on the pod.
A little 1 for 79.
It's coming from the guy who's reportedly done with betting.
Shut up, Zach.
I'm a little bit of a 2 for 17.
We have to shame him back into betting.
Duke looking good.
No, I'm not going to. Duke is not looking great.
They're up three. They're
up three. The Magic are up three. I got Duke. More. Duke is the one college basketball team I got.
Yeah.
Duke is up. I got three NBA teams. Two playing, and one is the Lakers tonight against the Suns. That should hit. The other. Magic are up three on the Hawks in the third, and the Pacers are down two to the Nets in the third.
The Magic are up by 1 point right
What's
now.
The unit? What's the units on that,
ooh,
Scotty?
Okay. A betting man never reveals.
You can tell
his units.
You can tell,
and
units.
Neither do I.
Zach hot seat because his Dayton parlay bet with me, he forgets to even give me
work
his
as
pick.
A motherfucker.
Yeah, so and like literally I left his house the other day. I was like, Dayton plays on Saturday. He's like, yeah. I was like, don't forget. He's like, I won't. And he forgot.
I didn't forget that they played. I just forgot what time.
So Zach, I think you're
oh, like, the Hawks are up now, 90-87.
I think who they play, St. Louis was like +13. You would have picked that. You would have definitely picked St. Louis.
Oh, I definitely would have picked them to cover.
But you would have picked the over, and I think the under hit by like a half point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay. Back to the XFL. Did you guys like any of the rules? You like the no PAT? The kickoff's kind of quirky, but I kind of like it.
The kickoff is the shit.
Yeah.
I love the kickoffs. Yeah. I'm all in on that kickoff rule.
Me too.
What I haven't seen yet, which was kind of weird, I saw the rules flash on the screen, was that the kickoff, if it's not caught, like if it bounces to the kick returner, the defenders can't move until after 3 seconds. It's after 3 seconds after it hits the ground, which I think would be weird if it happens. Because like as soon as that ball hits the ground, people are going to take off. It's just instinct. So
right.
That's just one thing.
Yeah.
What about the point after attempts and stuff? 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, no extra points.
Yeah. That's weird, but I mean, I like it.
Yeah, I mean,
but it is a little strange.
It makes it interesting when, 9 points is now a one possession game. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's something to keep in mind.
True.
So true.
That's for true.
So, yeah, that was talking XFL.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the rules. I think the XFL will fall off just like the AAF did.
Nah, you got it. Have faith.
I mean, I know you want to believe it, but, you know, it's just, you never know until, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
We need stakes on our teams playing. Like, the teams we drafted on here, like, I want to root for my Renegades and my Dragons, but, like, if I'm not winning anything, it's like, who fucking cares?
Right? Yeah, well, let's do it then.
Smart talk?
What do you want to wager on it? Scotty's already up 2 coffees.
Sorry, you bigness.
I am. And I don't even drink coffee.
All right, what's the wager on the XFL?
I don't know, dude. Fucking Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
You owe me one.
Go back to our roots.
That's played out. That's played out, bitch.
Let's break even.
And you already owed me one.
Let's break even.
Or you owe him double. Because these wagers always go well for you. You still owe us a
Shut
squirrel.
Up, Zach. Shut up. Fucking shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
All right. So is it a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Sure, why not? Right. If you can think of something better, I'm down.
All right. We'll
money?
Put a pencil on that. Nah, money's played out.
Yeah.
And Scotty's been ignoring my Venmo request for my $30.
Yeah, I gotta get $30 to pay you $30.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep requesting it daily.
You can't pay your debts. You shouldn't have bought a dog.
You can only recommend it once.
I can only what?
Or remind. You can only remind someone once.
No kidding. Well, I'll just delete it and request it again.
I'm gonna show up. show up at your house and punch you in the throat. Here's your reminder, bitch.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Zach, you're so aggressive, dude.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
What do you mean? You called me a fat fuck earlier. You calling me aggressive?
You're crazy, bitch. I didn't say that, bitch.
All right. We'll move on. Zach, do you want to rip your rankings? Talk about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's now testing free agency.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, so it must be true.
I knew Zach's fat ass would say that.
I thought we don't fat shame on this podcast.
Well, what's your name on this podcast right now? Literally 5 hours ago, Tom Brady will hit the open market for the first time.
But will he test it?
From NFL seriously. Now, Patriots owner Robert Kraft. This is from Ian Rappaport. This is from Michael Rappaport. Patriots owner Robert Kraft felt the best outcome for all parties in 2020 would come after Tom Brady tested free agency.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's like, take your old ass out there to that street corner, see how many offers you get, and then come on back.
Then I'll spit in your mouth. Let's get a massage.
And then you'll jack me off behind a curtain.
Like, kiss your son goodnight, and in 15 minutes when you're done, we'll talk contract. So, yeah, Tom Brady, any chance he goes elsewhere than New England, or did that Hulu commercial just a bunch of bull?
The Giants.
I don't think so. I mean, dude, he's 42. There's no way he doesn't play for New England.
The Chargers are such a tough sell. Like, I know it's open now, but, like, mm-hmm. What? You like that's your future, like, 1 year of Brady when you're, like, in prime position to go get Justin Herbert or another quarterback?
Be so fucking funny if he went to the
Giants. I'll see
it,
bro.
Be so hilarious.
Speaking of quarterbacks, if I go back to the XFL real quick, if they had like a Manziel or Tebow or something, like wouldn't you watch it? Like more like
yes.
Wouldn't you like make sure you were watching it instead of now where it's like if it's on, it's on, whatever, like you're not planning your day around it?
Yeah, I would.
I would plan my day around
it. If I hadn't worked, I would have planned my day around it because that's how excited I was for football.
I would plan my day around watching Manziel or Tebow play quarterback.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Tebow isn't involved.
I'd certainly rather watch him suck at the XFL than suck at baseball.
Is Duke going to lose?
I hope so.
What's the count?
They're down two.
Good.
With 8 minutes left.
Because fuck them, that's why.
That UNC-Duke game was nuts.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't bet.
Nuts.
Banana land. Okay, Zach, NBA teams that can win the NBA championship. Your top five teams. Go.
All right. We'll start with number 5. And I actually wrote down reasonings for this as well. It's not just throwing it out there. Okay, number five is going to be the
Zach's
Milwaukee...
expert analysis.
The Milwaukee Bucks. My team. I'm going to have them all the way down at five because good things never happen to me, and they always choke. Also, the Lopez twins are trash. Except for like the
whoa,
three
just
games
take it easy,
of,
man.
The three games out of the year that Brooke will have like a 5 for 7 from the 3 line, but otherwise he's usually like 1 for 12 or something ignorant. It's like you're a center, please stop shooting that many threes. And then Robin is just garbage.
Bro, are you still on the Bucks? What's 4?
That's 5. Number 4 is Miami, the Heat. Okay. I really like Miami. The East is, aside from the Bucks, weak as hell. I don't really like that many other teams in the East, other than maybe the Bucks. So for them to get there and win, they made some good trade deadline moves. Eric Spoelstra is a fantastic coach, and they have a really
Says
good
who?
Young core. Says me, bitch. I just said it.
I know, but you're not the only... Like, that's universally, like, he's a good coach. And he probably is, but I just don't see why.
He's won championships.
What's he done without his super team?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think this year, if they make it, that was really his proving ground. I think he really wants to prove that. He's highly motivated to prove that he didn't need LeBron or Wade win a championship. And then number 3, Scotty, I've got your Nuggets.
Let's go. If you didn't include them, I was going to call you biased against
really
them.
A really good starting five and a solid bench in a West
bench.
That has a lot of parity right now. And number 2,
can I guess you're 2-1?
Yeah, go ahead.
Clippers Lakers.
Exactly. Yeah, number 2 I have the Clippers cuz of Kawhi and Paul George and their solid bench. And then number 1 Lakers because and here's why. Because the NBA is going to want them to win for the storyline, and I'm convinced that the NBA is rigged. Ever since the
0-2
Western Conference Finals between the Kings and the
Lakers. David Stern said they asked him what his like ideal NBA Finals would be, and he said Lakers versus Lakers. That's a quote from like from around
that
time.
I'm glad he's dead.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Bitch.
R.I.P.
Moment of silence. Thank you.
Rest in pieces.
Anything? What about the Raptors?
No, I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
They're old news.
Yeah. But Pascal Siakam got a shit ton of money.
You mentioned the East, but I think like Boston's trash there too.
So, I don't see it. Nope. Yeah, no.
Philadelphia's shit.
But like, what did Miami do? What did my
Philly's not
going to
make it?
Philly's had its problems. They can't win on the road.
Yeah, and like I love their core though. I love Tobias Harris.
I love
Embiid
when
he's not like a slum dog bitch.
But like the problem with the Sixers is that like Simmons and Embiid, they can't play on the court together because Embiid clogs up the middle, and that's where Simmons goes because he can't shoot.
Yeah.
So,
right. Yep.
And then if you kick Embiid out to shoot threes, you don't want him shooting that many threes. So it's like, it's not a good mix. Like, it's a bummer.
Fucking mint.
Yeah, with the Celtics, the problem with them is that they just haven't found, like, that good, like, that rhythm.
They don't have
a
superstar.
Found. Yeah.
They remind me of the Nuggets before they got Jokic.
They don't have that,
like,
rhythm
a lot of good players,
that mold or whatever it is that mojo that they had when they took the Cavs to 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals, like they haven't looked like that since. And I thought it was going to be getting rid of Kyrie and getting Kemba with him being such a, you know, willing participant into any coach's scheme, but it just hasn't happened.
I think losing Al Horford hurt them a lot.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's another guy for the Sixers just like doesn't mix with that. Yeah.
I say NBA. get rid of Embiid and put Horford at the center, and then you probably good.
You trade Embiid and maybe get another shooter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would trade Embiid to a team that the Rockets.
Can the Rockets make a run, Zach?
I don't think so. Not without a center.
Right.
Yo, imagine this, yo. Like,
a starting five in Philadelphia, Ben Simmons at point, and at guard you have, or at shooting guard you have Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, who would play the four if Al Horford's at center.
Yeah.
Maybe Covington if they still had him, but
right. Yeah. I missed Gallinari or whatever he was.
Dario. Yeah. Danilo.
Guy was electric, but like Bradley Beal, like what he's been like the talk of NBA trades for like literally I think the last 11 years, and
the Wizards are so dumb.
well, the Wizards also just signed him because that's why he wasn't traded at this deadline. He had a no trade, like they couldn't trade him because they just signed him to a contract.
Right. What did the Heat do that makes you like him, Zach? Is it Iggy? Because I don't see that being that big.
It's also
Jay Crowder, dude. Right. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. Just, when Jimmy Butler gets healthy, yeah. No, they're good, man. Yeah. Heat are very underrated. It's like they're flying under everyone's radar. Yeah, they'll probably make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn is a dog. My boy from Kentucky. Hero. Yeah, Tyler Hero. I thought he was going to go nowhere and end up playing in Europe at the end of this season. For him to come out and have the year that he's had, the rookie year he's had, this is just fantastic.
Sorry, go ahead.
And Bam Adebayo, also my Kentucky boy, having a great year. That young core is the reason why I think they're contenders.
They also lost last night.
Yeah, you know, it's 82 games. You're going to lose a few.
That's a good point.
No, you're supposed to win them all. They're on a three game skid right now. The Heat are.
I just had a watch the NBA moment because all I see are Damian Lillard highlights. And I'm like, that guy's good, and they're not even in the playoff picture right now.
No, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Damian Lillard would be the MVP right now, if they were, he's playing out of his mind. That's like, sad. Lillard is so fucking good. I hate him so much because he kills the Nuggets and everyone else. But
he can
shoot from the logo.
And he bounced. He trashed the Nuggets the other day.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, all right. Damn. All right. Well, you guys want to do Twitter trend? NFL shuffle or irrational reactions?
Shuffle. Mm. Give me Twitter trend.
Shuffle. No, shuffle. All right.
We'll go shuffle. All right. I love shuffle. So NFL shuffle of spin zones. You guys are going to give me a team. You're going to spin zone why that they had a better season. Give me any type of reason, no matter how bad the season went. You give them this. If you're talking to a fan of this team, give them hope. Scotty, start with a number.
17.
I don't like how he said 17. Minnesota Vikings.
Kirk Cousins looks like he finally got over that playoff hump, or that big game hump, or primetime hump.
That Lizzo hump.
Hump. Notice how many times I'm saying hump. Uh-huh. Diggs might be able to trade. Not that good. Thielen's better. Might be able to trade Diggs, get some good value, move up in the draft.
I would trade Thielen. He's getting old.
You got a top three running back in the NFL, Dalvin Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Defense is solid. You got a lot of young players on defense and that you have signed for long term. You know, hopefully Rhodes close up again because he kind of sucked this year. Big sucked. They got probably the best starting safety duo in the NFL.
They have a good offensive line, which not a lot of people talk about.
Who's on their offensive line, Zach?
Pat Elflein.
Name one.
Oh, he's a former Raven.
He's a former Buckeye.
Oh, okay.
One other player in the offensive
that you don't have ties to from your previous fandom.
I just named one, and that's enough. I don't need this third degree bullshit.
Why do they have a good offensive line? The Broncos had a player go to the Pro Bowl from their offensive line, but they had a terrible offensive line.
Let the record show Zach thought the Vikings have a good offensive line because there's one guy from Ohio State that he knows.
They do. Let the record show that they do have a good offensive line, regardless of your bullshit reasons.
Well, Dalvin Cook did run for that, so that was an easy bet. But okay, Zach, your turn.
We'll go with number 24.
Oakland Raiders.
Well, you're moving to a new city.
Yeah.
So Mark Davis, you're in hair Vegas. Is
still strong.
Yeah. The hairline is strong. You have.
I said we strong. He said we
people,
strong. Dude.
People in Mexico still love you, for whatever reason. I guess black and silver is just an easy color to match with the rest of your outfit.
Probably less fights at the new stadium.
Yeah. I wonder how they're... Are they going to have, like, a ceremony for the transfer of the Eternal Al Davis flame or whatever it is?
Well, since Marshawn smoked weed out of it, I don't think so.
He tainted it. You've got... You've, he said you, taint. You've got... you've got John Gruden for another... What's going to feel like a million years. So you have some stability there.
Stability.
Derek Carr? I mean, you get to play the Riversless Chargers and the shit-ass Broncos twice a year.
Hey, so. Watch out.
He gave respect to the Nuggets, so he's like, fuck the Broncos.
Yeah, fuck the Broncos.
I'm gonna let you have that one. You only get a few more of those.
You've got a nice young running back. So, other than
Paul
that,
Gunther looks like a guy who would gamble on his own team. All right, who wants to give me a number?
That's all I got. Go ahead,
Shelby.
Scott.
You're doing number three.
Going to three. Green Bay Packers.
Show me three.
Okay.
Show me Packers.
Shelby Packers, two from the NFC North. Wow. Okay.
How come the Broncos never get picked?
Why?
First-year coach, go to the NFC Championship game. Look like you guys didn't care in the NFC Championship game. Hopefully that
head coach is a babe.
Head coach isn't fat enough, but maybe that's a good thing. Because McCarthy got
ran out. Now I look questionable.
Right. Aaron Rodgers still hates
you're
his family.
You're supposed to follow along.
Aaron Rodgers still hates his family, so he's
like Zach.
More. Aaron Rodgers still hates his family, so he's more focused on football than his family. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is still the anti Russell Wilson, so you're not going to throw an interception at the goal line, except in that Eagles game. You still get to play Mitch Trubisky twice a year.
Yeah.
The Lions quarterback should have been retired years ago.
And you're probably going to play the Vikings once in primetime, so yeah, that's a guarantee.
Aaron
win.
Jones scores five touchdowns a game,
and your defense is good enough
unless
to
you draft him.
Your defense is good enough on the defensive line because they have who do they have? Zach
gives a shit.
Oh, Smith.
Zadarius Smith.
Yeah, yeah, they have Zadarius Smith who can get through that weak Vikings offensive line twice a year. So. Yeah,
Does BJ Raji still play for the Packers?
You're still owned by
not since like 2011.
You're still owned by all your fans, so you have multiple bosses. So if you don't please half of them, you might please the other half. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty good spin zone, I think.
Seven.
This is for you.
Yeah.
Seven. Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh, Kyler Murray, Offensive Rookie of the Year. David Johnson's gone, but Kenyon Drake looked, pretty good replacement. And you also had that other running back that was a rookie last year who looked good for, like, a game and then got hurt. Chase Edmonds. Larry Fitz coming back for another year to help develop the young core again some more. Christian Kirk is a good core receiver to have. Patrick Peterson looks like he's going to stay. You might need some help on the defense, but you can build through the drafts. I'd say just because you got Kyler Murray and that's the next, best thing for, the new age quarterbacks of Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. So, I'd be pretty pumped. He's electric.
Andy
the only reason you need is Kyler Murray in that fun offense.
Andy Isabella is a gym rat.
Oh, yeah, gym rat. Of course. Yeah, dude. Quickest white dude on the field.
He could be like the next Danny Amendola / Wes Welker / Julian Edelman / Chris Hogan / the guy from the Colts, number 7, Austin Collie.
Now you're just being racist.
How good was Austin Collie?
Austin Collie was the god.
Dude, he was so good with that visor, too. I swear he had 17 catches a game.
Yeah.
XFL, call him. All right, Zach, you're up.
11.
You're not going to like this, and I swear to God it's real. The Bengals.
Anthony Gonzalez.
No. Oh.
He's a governor now.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, and that's it.
Okay.
Wow, Zach.
No.
A lot of effort.
You've got a young coach. That's always something to be excited about. AJ Green, if he comes back.
He said today to The Athletic, it's looking like a franchise tag for him.
Yeah. So prove at least got him for one more. If I'm a Bengals fan, I'm happy about that because you got him for one more year probably unless he decides to be a a bitch. but you've got, and I think if you got to hope that Burrow just slings it to him the whole fucking season, and then he's like, oh yeah, sure, I'll stick around. This guy's a fucking G. Why not? So you just got to hope that your defense can string some good games together, because good God, did they not have a good year last year?
No. The national media's narrative about, like, Burrow skipping out, like, doing anything he can to, like, get away from the Bengals, like, I'm obviously sick of it, but, like, whatever, I knew it would happen because the Bengals are a small market, and they don't buy into that. Well, they don't want to talk about the Bengals getting Burrow. They'd like how many quarterbacks have the Cardinals developed? But like Kyler Murray was essentially such a great pick. But but anyway, this morning I was watching Good Morning Football. This is the exact quote Nate Burleson said. I almost tweeted it but didn't, because I was just like, it was like 6 a.m. But he said, like, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm thinking about, like, I could come here and never sniff the playoffs in 10 years. He's like, look at what happened to Andy Dalton. That was his exact quote.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Like, yeah,
Nate Burleson said that?
Nate Burleson said that. Like, dude, that's the exact quote. I was like,
oh, that's a terrible take.
I had to rewind it twice. That was his exact quote. It's like, he could have said, like, win a playoff game, go deep in the playoffs, but he said, like, never sniff the playoffs. And I was like, come on, dude. That's just so lazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Five straight years of a playoff appearance for the Bengals between 2011 and 2016.
Ignant.
Or 2010.
So Ignant left LPO. All
right. Someone give me a number.
19.
Okay. Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, if there's any stock left in Bill O'Brien's chin, you can gobble that up. this is, if you need a safe place in Houston.
Or at the very least, you can literally gobble up the leftovers left inside.
Did you need to add that, Zach?
Yeah.
Well, you could have laughed and it would have been funny. But
yeah. Texans. Yeah. Deshaun Watson hasn't torn another ACL yet. There's still a random running back that's going to go for like 1,000 yards and be like, who the hell? Where did he come from? Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde.
Is it still Alfred Blue?
Yeah, seriously. Ahmad Green.
Where's Ahmad Green? Yeah.
Still got Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter to throw to.
Steve Slayton.
Yeah, Steve Slayton, a god. How'd the Texans let Kyle Shanahan get out of the building? But yeah, Texans still play in a division that I don't know if it's good or not. So that's always a plus that you might get a home game on Saturday afternoon in early January. So yeah, spin zoning Texans. I think we wrapped it up, unless you guys want to do one more.
I'll do one more. Just I only want to do it if it's the Broncos. That's the only reason. Just tell me if it's the Broncos or not. And if it's not, I'm not doing it.
I'll give you 3 guesses.
Okay.
And I'll literally.
27.
Browns.
Oof.
14.
Ravens.
Ah!
6.
He thought about lying to you.
I did.
Just saying it was the Broncos.
Oh my. Dude, Scotty.
Send a picture.
I'm sending a picture right now. Look what you just picked in a row.
Is it the Steelers?
Look what you just picked in a row. Look at the DM right now.
Browns, Ravens, Steelers?
Yeah, you just picked the AFC North in a row.
Wow. All
right, I'll give you how many more guesses? Over under, Zach. He has 6.5 more guesses. Will he get the Broncos?
No.
Hold on.
Zach. I have 6.5 more guesses. I'm definitely getting the Broncos then.
Zach, you're taking the over. It would take him over 6.5 guesses.
How many teams are left?
I don't know. You're taking the over.
Jesus, yeah. Zach.
All right, so 6.5. Scotty, you have 6 guesses to get the Broncos.
All right, bet. I already know it. It's 10.
Buffalo Bills.
13.
Chiefs.
26. Did I already guess that?
Jets.
No. 5.
Falcons.
God damn it. Zach, you shut your mouth. I was going off the DM, Shelby.
If you
and I was like,
oh, you adding them up?
No, I wasn't adding them up. I just I figured the division would be next to the how you numbered it, and it was like the next one down.
Or no more guesses. Like shit. Quit stalling. Oh, it's little all shit. Random.
If you guess the same number as you already guessed, it doesn't count.
Okay.
15.
Eagles.
One more.
20.
Saints. Keep going.
21.
Chargers.
Does Zach know what it is?
Yeah, he sent me in a private message what it was.
Oh. One.
He's never going to get it.
Patriots.
32.
Panthers.
31.
Hey!
Broncos. Zach gave it away with his laugh.
He did.
All right. That's good. Okay, we'll go to Twitter trend, guys. Here's what's popular on the Twitter sphere. If the end was near, what would you do? Scotty.
I thought this was weddings.
We have another one with weddings.
Oh. If the end was near, what would I do?
I wouldn't get
the
married.
The cliche is what, do a bunch of drugs? But then I wouldn't even remember. Like, I guess I don't need to remember.
Well, yeah, I kind of want to see how dead. It ends. Is it like,
yeah, like,
is it a tsunami that's about to hit, like, oh, it's going to engulf all of North America? Then, like, I would
finally watch The Godfather.
I would finally binge watch Breaking Bad.
I would finally binge watch The Wire instead of lying to everybody that ever asked me, have you watched The Wire? It's like, yeah, because I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah, I would probably like still go home from work, like get Canes and then watch Seinfeld on like wait, that's tomorrow it ends?
Yeah, I'd probably just
play. Friday.
I gotta play more Call of Duty. I haven't played enough.
I would get on Twitter, look at all the memes to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like crying Jordan with the face over the earth with an asteroid coming at us.
I would go be comically bad at my job.
I would go watch you be comically bad at being comical in a stand-up routine.
Well, you wouldn't catch me on a fucking stage if the world was about to end. Or if it wasn't about to end.
I'd eat all the Outback cheese fries I could.
I already do that.
That's a pretty good list, I think.
None
of us said, family.
Yeah.
I'd go to as many house openings as possible and just steal all the free food.
Yeah. That's...
You know, like how they do in I Love You, Man?
Right. Jason Segel, birthday bud.
Segel.
That's what I meant. See, Zach's such a pompous piece of shit.
That's how you say it if you're Jewish.
I'd tell everyone I ran the Flying Pig Marathon. I'm like, oh, you're going to go back and check? The world's ending tomorrow.
I would probably buy like 12 dogs.
I would put like
I'm gonna stop worrying about calories.
Yeah, I'd put $1,000 on like a two-team parlay.
Oh yeah, I put my life savings.
You better make sure that the game it happens before the world ends.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just push. I'll give it you back. No play.
Right.
The bookie's still like, sure, we'll take it. We'll take your bets. Like, end of the world bets.
I would bet on how quick it would take for me to die. <It's> like, over under, like how fast the sea level rises.
The asteroid is going to land. The asteroid's going to land directly in my face.
I jump in traffic.
Damn.
They're not. I'm not dying from this bullshit. I'll die another way.
Well, that's what I was saying.
You all could get punked by this asteroid.
If it was like going to be something painful, like if it was an asteroid, like you just die in the blink of an eye, like okay, I'd be around for that. But if it was like a tsunami wave or like a big, like it was going to engulf us, like I can't get water in my ears, so there's one. And then it's like I'm not going to be around, like swimming around, knowing I'm going to die, but then like drown to death while I'm getting like banged into the Empire State Building.
Yeah, but you don't want to end up like Tom Jane at the end of The Mist, where you fucking kill your family, then walk out into the mist, and it's like, oh, the military saved everybody. We're fine. Oh, shit.
Spoiler alert. People who haven't watched The Mist.
It came out.
Jeez, like, Zach.
15
spoiler
years.
Spoiler alert of how we're going to die, dude. I haven't lived that long yet.
If you haven't seen it yet, then you can go fuck yourself.
I guess we'll end on that. Zach right. being a... Yeah. All right. Jesus. Hashtag wedding fails is going around. So, guys, I'll ask Only one of us is married, but like, can I'll ask first?
Guess
first, tell me of anything like that you've been at a wedding that's just like cringy. You hate, like, you just hated it in general. And if we come up dry on those topics, just what in general in weddings, like, do you hate? Like, instead of a certain scenario that happened to you, what's something that you dislike that, like, is
the ceremony?
If it's too long,
the ceremony.
Yeah. Catholic weddings. Yeah. The ceremony.
If I sit, like, I'm
so
like, oh
long.
My god, like,
oh, yeah, it's so
like,
long.
Man, can we, like, we're just in here to see y'all kiss, and then, like, you know, the other stuff is cute. So, like,
yeah, Zach, yours was speedy. This, like...
Yeah. Well, I went to, hey, I went to.
We never got a chance to.
Oh yeah.
We never got a chance to dog Zach on the podcast for that.
Oh my god, it was, and it happened without my knowledge too. So that's why I was so mad about it. Like, cause this, so, like, it's the corniest, cheesiest.
Whatever, bitch. It was probably your idea.
Oh, so, dumbest thing ever.
All right, Zach. So, like, Zach tweeted, like, I forget when he actually tweeted. I should have went back and, like, found it before we started this pod. But Zach tweeted it that, like, he's not going to have 1 Corinthians played. If anyone quotes 1 Corinthians at my wedding reception, they will be silently and swiftly escorted from the building. One retweet, one like.
Yeah, the stats make all the difference.
And for those of you who aren't picking up on it, because 1 Corinthians is a whole book of the Bible, the specific one is the love is patient, love is kind, that old the
right.
verse, yeah. chapter verse.
One like by someone we don't know, and then one retweet by me, because it was during the ceremony I retweeted it. Because we're sitting there, and, like, someone comes up to the mic, he's just like, now I'll read 1 Corinthians. It's like,
shit.
Love is... Yeah.
I had
so
the
Zach
over.
Zach got old takes. Yeah. I had the under. Fuck. But, yeah, that was the only thing bad I remember from Zach's wedding. But anything else, guys, you hate at weddings that, like, I don't like conga lines?
Oh, yeah. Cotton Eye Joe. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Hey, you know... who I am. I'm Meredith from The Office to Zach's wedding. He'd be like, oh, would you, Zach, would you make for me to eat tonight? He's like, oh, well, we're kind of on a budget, so I just got hot dogs. I was like, oh, so because you spent so much on the wedding. Zach, you should have pampered us on the wedding a little bit.
Hey, Scotty, was it an open bar?
Only for like an hour.
Was it an open bar?
No, it was only for like an hour. They kicked us out.
It was... What are you
they ran out
about?
Of alcohol, bro. We drank it all.
No, they did not.
I don't know, dude.
Serving.
I don't know.
I'm on Scotty's side here.
What are you talking about? I never had... I was getting drinks from the time they started serving food until we left at like 10:30.
I don't know.
And then after you left at 10:30 when we're in our hotel room, there was no place to get beer or anything. But Scotty and I had 6 beers in our hotel room. Zach comes in, helps himself to 2.
We were like, hey, Zach, do you want one? And then he goes over after chugging the first one. And then he just like opens up and starts chugging the next one. I'm like, oh yeah, sure, you can have
another
one.
And then him and his wife basically just make out at the foot of our bed while Scotty and I are in bed reading the paper.
Watching John Mulaney. And then Zach...
Yeah.
And then Zach
quotes every single line from John Mulaney. And we're just like, yeah, I'd love to watch this.
Hey, when you know something by heart, you have to let other people know about it.
Oh yeah, that's a test. Yeah, that's just tale's true as time. Mm-hmm. Apparently, another thing
I hate at weddings is when like I'm table like 18 and they're like now serving tables 1 and 2 and like oh fuck, like, no, damn it, and also like the cringy popular song that's popular at the time of the wedding. That's like one of the first songs they play. So like at my sister's wedding, like Old Town Road was like the first thing that played. And
yeah,
like,
right. And right now it's any Lizzo song. Like it's just like, no thanks. Right? I'll go to the bathroom.
Well, is there any other cringy like cringy songs of the last year? Gonna Do the Deuce, the Cowboy Boogie. So
okay, guys, update on Scotty's parlay.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Duke has won. 70-65.
That's good.
Magic with 30 seconds left are up 133-126.
Lock.
With 1:42 left, the Pacers are up 101-99. Getting swifty.
And the Lakers still to go. You
Lakers
hedge
tonight.
You hedging son of a bitch.
I don't know. Do I? Do I? Do I dare?
Pacers up 4 now.
Are you sure?
112 up. Yeah, I got it live.
Oh, shit.
Zachy's parlay is in trouble.
Zach,
it's only 15 and a half minutes left, and Baylor's only up 5-2. The over is in trouble.
Oh, man, Zach is sharp.
Zach, they're going to cover that spread, that the one you were so confident about. I was like, Zach, Baylor's only -5 against a shitty 14-9 Texas team. I'm like, yeah, it's a good pick. You bet it. He's like, yeah, with the over.
Just bet it
single. Win money if you think it's such a lot.
God. I've never known anyone who hates winning money more than Zach.
Yeah, dude. 3-7 in our parlay challenge with Dayton. All right. NFL.com Irrational Reactions has made its return, and it will start with Zach on the mic, hot and fresh. Ready, Zach?
Count me in, baby.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rivers to enter free agency, not return to Chargers. I'd hate to see the airline bill for flying that family across the country. Carr, 4 potential landing spots for Philip Rivers. Why would we listen to a former division rival? Hill wants to be QB, would leave Saints to be one. Reportedly quoted as saying, Breeze over the hill. Browns Garrett meets with Roger Goodell in New York City. Reportedly banned for beating Goodell to death with a helmet. Tagovailoa's scan shows fractured hip has healed, says doctor paid by Tagovailoa. Greg Olson to wrap up free agency visits this week. Can't wait to see his old ass playing in the XFL next year. Redskins named Jennifer King as coaching intern. R-Words owner reportedly quoted as saying, this will surely solve our bad PR problems. Utah State linebacker restricted at combine due to 17 assault. 17 assaults seems like more than enough to rule someone out. NFC East rookie grades. QB's power positive marks. I know they ain't talking about Haskins.
Okay. Strong. Strong. Scotty, you ready?
I didn't feel strong. I didn't get any laughs. Come on, guys.
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Scotty, you little down in the dumps.
Yeah. So, I am. Let's power through it.
All right. Ready? 3.
Yeah. By the way, listeners, Nets beat the Pacers on the last second. Rivers to enter free agency, not return to Chargers. Who gives a fuck? He sucks. He's old. Carr, 4 potential landing spots for Philip Rivers. The beach, his wife's guts, new preschool options for his kids, and more preschool options for his other kids. Hill wants to be QB, would leave Saints to be one. Apparently, he's not a QB, so he's going to leave the Saints to be a quarterback, which he's already a quarterback with the Saints. Who have him as a quarterback and use him as a quarterback. Guts. Browns Garrett meets with Roger Goodell in NYC. What's Jason Garrett doing with Roger Goodell? Tagovailoa's scan shows fractured hip had healed. Fractured hip responds, I didn't say that, bitch. Greg Olson to wrap up free agent visits this week. I thought he was announcing the XFL. DC defenders would be lucky to have him. Redskins named Jennifer King as coaching intern. Good for her. Yeah. More women in the game. Utah State linebacker restricted at combine due to 17 assault. I mean, I don't know what 17 assault's going to restrict him. He should be like prevent him. Okay. NFC East rookie grades, QB's power positive marks. I don't even know what the QB's power positive mark. What's a power positive mark?
Yeah, that's how mine was going to go for that one. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what a power positive mark is.
His wife's guts up there, top answer of the history of NFL.com irrational reactions.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know his wife's guts.
Yeah, I had to put one on for the team.
All right. Count your boy in there, Scotty.
3, 2, 1, go.
Rivers to enter free agency, not return to Chargers. Said to say, good riddance, I won't miss you. Carr, 4 potential landing spots for Philip Rivers. Park bench coaching the jungle gyms, -300. Hill wants to be a quarterback, would leave Saints to be one. Apparently, Teddy Bridgewater's just on some milk carton somewhere in Louisiana. Browns Garrett meets with Roger Goodell in New York City. Roger Goodell, you know, Jace, or you know, Miles, sometimes I don't think I know you. Tagovailoa's scan shows fractured hip is healed. Guy's not very hip being next to Nick Saban all these years. Greg Olsen to wrap up free agent visits this week. Probably has to wrap up his third leg, that giant bastard. Redskins named Jennifer King as coaching intern. This is only a headline. Why is it a headline? Did someone assume a gender here? Utah State linebacker restricted at combine due to 17 assault. Being a Utah State linebacker is probably restriction enough. NFC East rookie grades. Quarterbacks, power, positive, marks. Yeah, like Zach said, the guy from Washington's trash. What's his name?
So bad.
Dwayne
so
Haskins.
Bad.
Dude, he sucks.
So bad. So bad.
That's our show.
That's our show.
That's our show.
Jocking the bitches, slapping the hose. I went to the park to get the scoop.